This is the weekend edition on Highland Radio, and we're joined on the line now from Waterford by Enda O'Doherty, a teacher in De La Salle College there in Waterford, my alma mater, as it happens. But Enda, you are embarking in the coming months, hopefully, on a very interesting challenge, something which at first glance looks to be rather strange, but there is a real meaning behind it. You intend, not to put too fine a point on it, climbing Kilimanjaro carrying a washing machine. Why?
Good morning, Donald. You know, when I hear someone doing an introduction like that, I always think the fella must be crazy, and then I realise it's me. It's almost like an out-of-body experience. Yeah, that's right. On the 3rd of July, I'm climbing Mount Kilimanjaro in Tanzania, the world's tallest freestanding mountain. And I'm doing it, I suppose, really for two reasons. One is to raise funds for Pieta House. And I know you have Pieta House Northwest open there in the last few days. So it's to raise funds for Pieta House, to help people who are self-harming or are feeling suicidal. And it's also to spread a very positive mental health message. I think we'll both agree, and anyone listening to your show this morning will say, it's probably the most stupid load you could carry. And our message is this: it's share the load. You know, if you're suffering an emotional problem, if you're under pressure, reach out, talk to someone and ask for help, and your life will improve dramatically. Regrettably, in Ireland this week, 10 people will have lost their lives to suicide. And one of the reasons they've lost their lives is that, you know, they didn't feel that they could share the load. They didn't feel they could reach out and ask for help. So the most ridiculous thing I could think to carry on the place is a washing machine. If you've ever moved it at home, you'll know it's a nightmare to move. So I've strapped it to my back with that message. And I found 35 fine Irish people from all over Ireland to come with me to Tanzania.
And it is a real washing machine. This isn't a facsimile. This isn't a simulation. This is 40 kilograms of domestic appliance. And the point you're making is this, in a sense, symbolizes the unnecessary load carried by those who have mental health issues and those who, sadly, need the services of Pieta House, and some who, even more sadly, don't get those services in time.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's someone sitting in the car with your listeners right now, driving along to work, or, you know, family or friends, and they're smiling and they look fine, but secretly they might be carrying a very, very heavy load that they're not able to bear. And, you know, it's to remind people, well, firstly, to look out for people, to see if you can spot someone who's in difficulty, and to ask that question: are you okay? And if you are the person in difficulty, to realize, look, your life will improve dramatically when you reach out. You know, I often tell the students here in the school, I'm not as stupid as I looked on. The first thing I did was take a hammer and beat the brick out of the washing machine. But it's not a significant weight. Like, I mean, the phone I'm holding to speak to you on isn't heavy. Yet if you extend your arm and hold your mobile phone for an hour or two, you know, it will cause you severe difficulties. And I suppose it's the same with people's mental health and emotional difficulties. You know, something to most people mightn't seem a significant thing, but if you hold on to it and you don't deal with it, it can grow and grow, and it can cost you your life.
Now, you have carried this machine before. You've been up Sleevemon. You've walked from Belfast to Waterford, so the training is done. You know you can carry that load. But it's one thing to go up Sleevemon. It's another thing entirely to go up Kilimanjaro.
I think someone said to me the other day that it's 10 consecutive Sleevemons on top of each other. We're in Africa for 12 days. It's an 8-day hike. It's somewhere around 7 hours hike each day. But the difficulty would be each day as you get higher, your oxygen levels are dropping. So it culminates, I suppose, on the final night is a real, real test. The final night is, it's a 17-hour hike at minus 20 degrees on top of a glacier in pitch darkness with 40% oxygen. And someone who's come back from it described it to me as trying to run a marathon with a wet sock in your mouth. You know, you can't take a breath. Your lungs aren't functioning as they would at sea level. People say to me, God, you're really excited. I said, to be honest, I'm really, really afraid. I'm genuinely afraid, because it's as close to the physical edge as I want to get. But I'm very, very motivated, because I'm surrounded by 35 amazing people who have lost family or friends to suicide, who have been affected by mental health issues, or simply just realize that, you know, Ireland is too beautiful a country. It's too fantastic a place to tolerate that loss of life to suicide, and ordinary people must do something about it. Pieta House opened here in the southeast, and the CEO, when he spoke at the opening, he said that suicide is a community-based problem, and as such, the solution can only come from people within the community. So it's ordinary people having a table quiz, or having that head shave, or doing that cycle, and speaking about mental health, their own mental health difficulties, and breaking the stigma.
And as you said, Pieta House indeed did open in Donegal. It opened in Letterkenny just last Monday. And it's a service that's been awaited for a long time. And certainly there has been a huge focus on the issue of mental health and the issue of suicide in this county for quite some time. In terms of your own journey up that mountain, as you say, it is symbolic of that load. It's symbolic of the struggle. Would you be able to take oxygen with you, or are you putting yourself under certain conditions where you have to do it au naturel, as it were?
Well, everyone does it au naturel, because if you can imagine, if you start off and you were on cylinders of oxygen climbing the mountain and then you ran out or your cylinder stopped for some reason, you'd suddenly be, it would be the equivalent of literally stepping out of a plane at altitude and you couldn't survive it. So the strategy that we're using, which most expeditions or climbing companies would use, it's called climb high, sleep low. So each day we climb higher than we need to be and then we drop back down a couple of hundred meters and we sleep the night. So each day it's a progressive increase in altitude and a progressive increase in lack of oxygen. So myself and my Beko washing machine will be trundling along at a very, very slow pace up the side of the mountain. We're in good hands. We're traveling with Earth's Edge, who are a fantastic company, and they have the experts, because to be honest, I'm just a regular geography teacher, a regular human. I don't really like heights, Donald. I don't like the darkness, and I haven't slept in a tent, so I'm probably not the best candidate to be going on this. But hey, life's an adventure. That's what it's for.
And this isn't an attempt to break a record. There isn't a precedent for this where you're trying to beat somebody else's time. This is a journey which is standalone for a very specific reason.
Well, you know, there's a couple of targets I had when we set out. One was to get people to speak about that mental health issue, and RTE were lucky, we're kind enough to cover our story last Friday, and you can see it on the player, and 125,000 people have watched the video of me training with the washing machine in the mountains. We've raised in the region of €130,000 for Pieta House, which is a second target I had, and I suppose my third target is just the summit. You know, I'll celebrate in Dublin Airport with those people as if we've done it, because, you know, the important targets we've pretty much achieved. Like, it's a huge, huge adventure, and it's totally consumed my life and my family's life. My lovely wife is travelling with me. Someone said, you must have a very patient wife. How do you get away with it? And I said, well, we train together every day and we do everything together and we climb that mountain together. And to be honest, I'm sort of looking forward to it, but sort of filled with fear as well.
I'm sure when you walked from Belfast to Waterford, people thought, right, that's it, he's got it out of his system. Then you climbed Slievenamon and people thought, well, that's definitely it, he's definitely got it out of his system. Is this going to get it out of your system, or can we expect to hear more of Endo O'Doherty in the years to come?
Look, what was I reading just before I was talking? The average human lives 28,000 days. And a journalist interviewed me recently. He said, Endo, you live your life like you're terminally ill. And I said, I am. And the poor fella panicked. He said, oh my God, I didn't know that. My editor never told me what's wrong with you. I said, you are as well. All of us are. You know, if you go to the doctor next week and he says you have a week left, you probably start packing as much as you can in. And my philosophy, I suppose, is just to get as much out of every day of life, to appreciate the health or happiness when you have it, and to squeeze the juice from life and get as much out of each day. That's my plan. So I do have some things I'm planning. I am planning to take a year or two off, to be honest. I've been training probably 11, 12 sessions a week, about somewhere around 10 hours a week for a year to get my body ready for this. If any of your listeners have a look at our Facebook page, it's called the Pieta Challenge, and you'll see I'm about my follicly challenged. There's a little bit of snow on the roof, though, we'll put it that way. And my 49th birthday is around the corner, so I'm going to be kind to myself and take a year or two off. But I'm look, it's been such a privilege to represent this charity. It's been such, you know, an amazing experience to meet the people I've met and to hear the stories I've heard, that I'd certainly find something, I'm sure, to continue. I mean, a radio station rang me yesterday, and the reason they rang me was because they were following Sonia O'Sullivan, and she had tweeted or she had shared the video. And, you know, experiences like that make you want to go back, you know.
And it's been an absolute pleasure speaking to you. We wish you all the best in July. If people in Donegal in the Northwest want to support this venture, they can do so online?
They can, absolutely. If they go to everydayhero.ie, and if you type it, when you get to Everyday Hero, type in the Pieta Challenge, and you can't possibly miss it. You'll see middle-aged man having a midlife crisis, sitting on top of a washing machine, and you'll know it's me.
And we wish you all the best. Thank you and good morning.
Thank you so much, Donald. Thanks for having me on.